Welcome to the Situation Update for Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. And of course, Joe Biden gave the State of the Lion Union address last night. Lie after lie after lie. Lots of Democrats tuned in to get their fix of the fake reality they're clinging to desperately while the actual world falls apart around them. The title of my podcast today is that the State of the Union is dismal. Quite dismal. In fact, I'm just going to go through some of the things that are dismal in the United States and help point out just how much Joe Biden and his handlers and the Democrats have to now lie about everything, like the jobs numbers. They have to lie. They claim unemployment is its lowest ever or lowest in 50 years or something, 3.4%. In reality, over 2 million jobs were lost just last month in January, over 2 million jobs lost in America. And they claim that these are the best numbers ever. They're just making up total fiction at this point, total economic fiction, total election fiction, news fiction, you know, biology fiction with the transgenderism, you know, fictions about COVID and vaccines. Everything they say is a fiction. But of course, they have to, you know, catapult the propaganda, as Bush once said, have to catapult the propaganda into the minds of those suckers who are gullible enough to keep believing it, which does not include you, by the way. So we're going to go through why the State of the Union is dismal, and then we've got other important stuff on the other side. A couple of quick notes. Number one, we have lab results now for the chicken feed that we purchased from Tractor Supply. I have been handed a thumb drive with the results on them. I have not yet looked at them, but we have ICP-MS heavy metals results, we have glyphosate results, and we have aflatoxin results for, what was it, 6 or 7 different chicken feed products from Tractor Supply. I'm not going to cover those in the podcast here. My goal is to actually record those in my studio, which I've had some setbacks in the studio. We had some problems with an interview that I conducted with Martin Armstrong. My voice was all jacked up. Martin Armstrong's voice was fine. It's all good. We have saved that interview, and we're going to be rolling that out shortly. But you'll hear that my voice is all crackly and staticky and everything. But whatever. We're doing the best we can. We fixed some of those problems, maybe all of them, I'm hoping. And then I'm going to do some more recording soon, and we'll have guests back on in our brand new studio, which you haven't seen yet. You've not seen this new enhanced setup. We have the big 9 display TV screen behind us, but we've made a lot of improvements. We've got better microphones, better graphics, better videos. We're using VJ software now, which is like a DJ, like a disc jockey, but VJ is a video jockey. And VJ software allows you to control multiple screens with looping videos and images, and you can spread out videos across multiple screens. It's pretty cool stuff. Pretty interesting software that drives all this. But anyway, we have VJ software now, and you'll see when we show some studio interviews, you'll see it looks pretty cool. So thank you for your patience, and for those guests that we had to move, because I was scheduled to interview several people this week, we had to move them to the following week or the week after. I apologize to you, but we wanted to make sure we got everything squared away in the studio before we get you on. So, all right. Oh, one other thing before we get to the State of the Union is dismal, or why it is. When I was taking my dogs for a walk a few hours ago, one of my dogs got sprayed by a skunk. Not Rhodey, by the way. Thank goodness. Because he's sitting right here right now. He's fine. He's not all smelly at all. But this is the female dog that I adopted a few months back. I don't know how many months it was, earlier last year. And she had never encountered a skunk. And we were walking along, and she had gotten pretty far away. And I guess she saw this skunk. It was like, oh, this is a delicious little furry creature all alone and defenseless. How come no one is biting this thing? And she tried to take a bite, I guess, and I heard this sound that was like a chuff sound, or a chortle, you might call it. Have you ever heard a buck snort? It goes something like, chuff, like that. That's pretty close to what it sounds like, a chuff, or chuff. And that's an alert sound, you know, for a male deer, a buck. And then it alerts all the other deer. Well, I heard some kind of sound like that. And I don't know if it was the dog making the sound or if it was the skunk. Maybe that was the sound of the anal sphincter smelly projectile coming out. maybe that makes a catapulting stink sound, like. And then my dog comes running back to me, and she runs pretty close to me, and then she just starts rolling her back on the ground, like, get this off of me, get this off of me. And then the smell wafts in, the smell, and fresh skunk smell is kind of like burned tar or like actively burning rubber and plastic and petroleum products on fire. Basically, it's the worst, nastiest stink, but it smells like something has been horribly burned. And I'm thinking, where's Rhodey? Because I hope to God that Rhodey didn't get into this skunk. And so I call him. He comes running back, and I smell him, right? Like, are you okay? You know, and, oh, thank goodness. Like, the only time, you know, a man is smelling his dog instead of the other way around. But I'm like, oh, thank goodness you're skunk free. And then for this other dog, the girl dog that got all skunky on her, the rest of us were like, social distancing, stay away. Joe Biden says we're still in COVID season. Keep your distance, you know. And she's been stinking ever since. But she's going to have to deal with that for a couple of days. Learn that lesson. Don't mess with little black furry rodents with a white stripe down their back that look really innocent, but actually aren't. This is the animal world version of she effed around and found out. That's what that means. Okay. Another day, another animal incident. That is interesting. Now, moving on to why the State of the Union is dismal. Let me go through kind of a list. I typed in, I don't know, what is it, 14 or 15 bullet points about why things are horrible. In fact, this nation is almost lost at this point. And here's why. Economy and jobs, right? The real jobs numbers are horrific. Hundreds of thousands of people have lost their jobs since the beginning of the year. Even in a conservative estimate, it's probably more like 2 million, like I said earlier. But the layoffs are happening almost every day in the news. You see massive layoffs, 10,000 here, 20,000 there, 50,000 there. Tech companies, real estate, manufacturing, you know, transportation, you name it. The other thing that's happening is that products are becoming a lot less affordable, and so are services. So price inflation is getting worse by the day. The average American person cannot afford what they used to be able to afford 2 or 3 years ago. And so they're having to cut back on what they purchase. So the economy is in shambles in reality, which is why Biden and his fake script writers have to pretend like everything's awesome. Currency. What's the state of the United States currency? Dismal. It's almost done. The dollar is almost done. The dollar's headed for, you know, demise, we could say. And it's about to be worth zero at some point here, probably over the next few years, as the world rejects the fiat currency dollar and the petrodollar status. We have this endless money printing in Washington, D.C. and at the Federal Reserve, so they can hand out more money and have more government spending way beyond what the government can afford. Very irresponsible. The currency is going to be worth zero. And yet, we're told the currency is great, it's awesome, you know, keep holding on to your dollars. That's what we're all told. But only fools will be left holding dollars when the musical chairs stop. Okay, next point, human rights. How's the United States doing on human rights? Let's see, we have January 6th political prisoners still being held prisoner in filthy jails in D.C., denied due process, denied justice. We have seemingly half the country, Democrats, also promoting child mutilations. That's right, mutilating the genitalia of children. This is happening in America, a country that claims to be pro-human rights. But it's not, is it? And by pro-human rights, what they mean is, oh, you have to support transgenderism. But they want to chop off the organs of children as part of their transgenderism, and that is an abuse of children. So human rights, America earns an F. And in one state, I think it was Massachusetts, they want to offer prisoners reduced prison time if they agree to donate their organs and bone marrow. which is something that you might expect to happen in communist China. Now, that is happening, or at least it's being proposed, in the United States in a Democrat-run state. Yep, straight up organ harvesting, child mutilations, and political prisoners. That's America now. You didn't hear Joe Biden admit to any of that, did you? No. All right, next item, health. What's the state of health in America? Well, let's see. The food supply is still poisoned with pesticides and herbicides and glyphosate and heavy metals, right? Oh, and our government built a biological weapon, handed it over to China to add gain-of-function properties to it, and then unleashed it back on us as a depopulation weapon to mass murder the American people through disease and death and infertility and also accelerated aging, which is a result of the spike protein now. So that's how the United States is doing in the realm of health. Oh, and also the FDA and the CDC and Big Tech and the White House, they're all attacking nutrition. So you're not allowed to talk about vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, N-acetylcysteine, whatever else, in the context of COVID or immune function or being healthy or preventing infections. No, none of that. Not allowed to talk about that. No. Take your jabs, take your boosters, get on the ventilator, wear a mask, lock down, take more drugs, medications, depression drugs, psychiatric drugs. That's the state of health in America today. Oh, and keep eating processed junk food and drinking soda so that you have more diseases that can be treated with more drugs. That's the state of health. Oh, brought to you by Pfizer, of course. Next item. What's happening to civility in America? What's happening to peace or even the rule of law? You know, in a State of the Union address, Joe Biden trashed police officers, just trashing cops. He's anti-cop. And this is all part of an effort to push chaos and to foment violence and to foment race wars, social unrest. We don't have civility in this country anymore, in many places, especially the blue cities. People robbing each other, beating each other. We were talking about yesterday, 250 people fighting over dumpster food in the back alley behind an HEB grocery store in South Austin off of Interstate 35. 250 people fighting over three-day-old, formerly frozen food that's probably all nasty and going to make you sick anyway. And that's how desperate they are. They're fighting over that food. Yeah, how's the rule of law doing in America? Practically does not exist. All right, what about finance? How are America's finances? Oh, endless spending, $32 trillion in debt at this point. Even worse when you consider derivatives. The FDIC talking about how the banks are going to have bail-ins, which means seizing everybody's money, and they're going to do it on a Friday evening. And the money is losing value every single day because they keep printing it. So everybody's savings are being looted. And America keeps sending money to Ukraine, but not spending money on things that are needed in America, like building a wall on the southern border, right? Or maybe spending money on a domestic supply of munitions for national defense. No, instead, we're sending $110+ billion to Ukraine, where it's all disappearing into these giant black holes of corruption and grift and kickbacks and bribery and fraud. Next item, national security, which we kind of got into there. National security. How's our national security? Oh, we have a military that can't even shoot down a balloon for about a week. Can't shoot down a balloon. Or is unwilling to do so, let's say. Which is essentially the same result. So China floats balloons over our country that could be carrying EMP weapons, and our woke Pentagon, run by woke idiots, does nothing about it. And Joe Biden does nothing about it. And speaking of national security, by the way, and you're well aware of this because we've talked about it a lot, the U.S. has sent most of its excess munitions to Ukraine, and the U.S. has basically depleted its supply of many artillery units, drones, anti-tank weapons, and we're in the process of sending thousands of tanks to Europe, by the way, thousands of tanks. The media hasn't reported that yet. You're going to hear about it in the months ahead, but remember, you heard it here first. That's what's being readied. Our national security is in the dumpster like three-day-old formerly frozen seafood in the back of an HEB grocery store. We have no national defense, and we have no willingness on the part of our government to defend our own borders, nor our own skies. So the State of the Union is that America is defenseless, absolutely defenseless, and our own president, or I should say fake president, and his son are compromised by America's strategic enemy, which is communist China. The White House has been infiltrated. The elections were rigged, which is another point here. But our national security situation is absolutely dismal. We've been overrun. America is an occupied nation. It's not even really technically the United States of America anymore. It is an occupied proxy nation for the enemy, a communist fascist enemy that is now calling the shots of what happens in America. And just to prove it, they floated a balloon all over our country for about a week just to let everybody know, because everybody can look up, just let all Americans know, look up at the sky, China owns your country. China has the high ground over you. China dominates you, and there's nothing you can do about it because China controls your fake president. Okay, how's the state of education? Well, it's dismal, because in most places around this country now, it's not an education, it's indoctrination. You've got school children being indoctrinated into wokeism, which is a mental illness. You know, teaching them that boys can become girls and that gender isn't binary. Teaching them that if they chop off their body parts, that they will become more socially accepted. Teaching them that if they're born white, that they're inherently bad and evil and they have to feel guilty their entire lives for being white. Teaching them that meritocracy doesn't count anymore, that the only way you get ahead in society is to either have the correct color in your skin or to declare that you're LGBT. And that's why you have so many young white male incels. And if you don't know the term incel, it means involuntarily celibate. It's young white guys that basically can't get laid, you know, to use slang. The young white guys that can't get laid. Nobody wants to be around them. And so what they do for acceptance in society now is they do what's called transmaxing. And this was in the article that I mentioned yesterday from the COVID blog by Brian Wilkins. Transmaxing is when these young white male incels, they go full bore into the transgender hormones, the chemical castrations, often the surgical mutilations. They change to be women, and then suddenly, they're acceptable in society. Suddenly, they can get dates. Suddenly, they can have sex with both left-wing liberal men who want to date these freaks, and then also left-wing liberal women who also want to appear progressive, so they want to date another woman who's actually a biological man but pretending to be a woman, and they think it's all so great, and they can tell their friends about it and get likes on Facebook and shoot TikTok videos and everything. It's the new insanity of social acceptance through, quote, transmaxing. So that is the result of this indoctrination that is not an education at all. It's a de-education. It's brainwashing, and it's mental illness indoctrination upon our nation's youth. But no, Joe Biden says that we need dignity for trans youth. Dignity. And what does he mean by dignity? Chopping off their penises. Chopping off their breasts. Having breast scars or former breast scars on their chest. Oh, that's dignity. To mutilate children, that's what Democrats call dignity. In the same way that when they censor you, they call that tolerance or inclusiveness as they're deplatforming you off of their platform. So dignity means child mutilations, child molestations, and grooming. That's what the Democrats want for America, is all children to be infertile, to have their genitalia ripped off their bodies, to be chemically castrated and made mentally ill. That's the goal of Democrats like Joe Biden. All right, next item. What about liberty? What about the Second Amendment? What's the state of the union in those areas? Well, we have very little liberty remaining in this, quote, union, right? The Second Amendment's under attack. The ATF just issued a rule that will criminalize probably at least 10 million Americans, or many millions. Maybe it's not exactly 10, but it's many millions of Americans over these so-called stabilizing braces, arm braces for pistols that people bought perfectly legally, that the ATF had previously issued letters and rulings saying they're perfectly legal. Go ahead, buy and sell arm braces, and millions of Americans bought them, including myself. I have AR-15 pistols with arm braces. And in 120 days, unless there's an injunction against this rule, I will be, unless I remove the arm brace from the pistol, I will be considered a criminal felon by the ATF and the federal government, even though I did nothing illegal whatsoever. I followed the law because I'm actually quite meticulous about following the law when it comes to firearms. Everything that I have is perfectly legal. And I never advocate anybody doing anything illegal. And in fact, by the way, if this law is not, or not law, it's a rule, it's an administrative ruling by the ATF. If it is not reversed or halted in 120 days, I will, in fact, comply with it until it is overturned. I will remove the arm braces, even though it's absurd. But I will do that and let the process work through the court system via Gun Owners of America, a Second Amendment Foundation, some other groups. I don't know all their names, but those who are fighting this in the court of law. But our government is working to turn America's gun owners into felons, while at the same time turning felons into free citizens who are roaming the streets, because all of the George Soros-funded DAs are releasing the violent criminals from prison. They're releasing the murderers, the rapists, the robbers, the arsonists. In some cases, they're just not even charging them at all. Someone can get picked up for attempted murder, and they can just be released by the DAs. Oh, you're a leftist. Oh, you're trans. Oh, you're the person of the right checkboxes, for being progressive, and we're not going to charge you at all. And they do. And they release violent felons from prison, especially a lot of illegals. A lot of border crossers who then murder Americans, they get picked up and then they get released. It's a catch and release kind of program. Meanwhile, the law-abiding American citizens are being criminalized. How's that for your freedom index right there? How's that for your State of the Union? Illegals, foreigners who break the law to break into this country get all kinds of legal protection, while American citizens get criminalized even though they attempted to follow the law the entire time. That's America today under Joe Biden, the fake president, and Democrat rule, with the Democrats being, authoritarian tyrants, liars, cheaters, and frankly, just evil, demonic people all around. Speaking of liberty, by the way, how's the status of free speech in America? Oh, there is no free speech. We just found out the government, via the Twitter files, the government has been ordering the tech platforms who to censor and what to censor. And they've been doing it to stop people from telling the truth about COVID lab leak theories, which is more than a theory, or bioweapons development, or the fact that vaccines are killing people, or that vaccines cause infertility. Oh, you can't say any of those things. Why? Because the government has been violating the First Amendment of our Bill of Rights and ordering tech companies to censor people for their speech and naming specific accounts to censor. This all came out thanks to Elon Musk, by the way. This is one reason why we really have to thank Elon Musk for what he's doing right now. He's doing a great job at Twitter. Dumping these files was one of the best things he ever could have done. And it shows us that our own government deliberately, maliciously conspires against we the people to control our speech, to silence those with whom the government disagrees. Oh, and by the way, how about democracy and elections, huh? How's that going for us? The last three elections in America were rigged by Democrats. 2018 midterms, totally rigged. They overturned all the Republican victories in California. 2020, you know what happened? They stole it from Trump. 2022, rigged it again. Stole Arizona from Carrie Lake and a lot of other elections nationwide. The Democrats practically stole the House. They just couldn't carry out that much theft, so the GOP has control of the House, thank goodness, or we'd be in real trouble here. But it's all rigged, which brings most American people to the realization that you can't vote your way out of this tyranny because the elections are rigged. And you can't buy your way out of the tyranny because the currency is rigged and the currency is collapsing. And by the way, you can't debate your way out of this tyranny because speech is disallowed. The debate is rigged. Only one side of every debate issue is allowed to be distributed. Everything else is shadow banned or deplatformed or just completely silenced and shut down. So that's the state of the union. We are living under authoritarian tyranny. We're living under one of the worst dystopian visions of what America could become if everything went bad. And it has gone bad in almost every way that you can think of. Oh, and that brings us to problems with the culture. We have rampant wokeism, which is a cult. It's the woke cult. We have the trans cult. We have the Luciferian cult. And now we have just runaway, blatant, in-your-face Satanism in Hollywood. Did you see the video I played yesterday from the Grammys? They're just worshiping Satan and devil creatures and fireballs from hell. And then that segment is, you know, quote, brought to you by Pfizer. And Pfizer apparently is totally happy to sponsor demonic Luciferian, you know, Antichrist content. And so are the TV networks. Was that CBS that carried that? I forget which network it was, but they don't have any problem carrying, you know, cult-like Luciferian demonic content. They think that's great. But they would never have somebody come on and talk about how you could prevent cancer with vitamin D. Oh, no, that's banned. That might be dangerous content. But if you come on and talk about Lucifer and mutilating children, you know, child grooming and worshiping Satan, oh, that's great. That's awesome. Sponsored by Pfizer. Yeah, no problem there. So how's America doing in terms of demographics, by the way? Yeah, State of the Union. We need to think about whether we have a sustainable population. The people that are dying off right now, will they be replaced? Are we having enough children? Do we have enough fertility to replace those who are dying off? And the answer is no. The deaths are accelerating. Americans are being exterminated with multiple vectors that we've talked about, vaccines and chemical pesticides, heavy metals, chemtrails, so many toxins, hormone disruptors in the plastics and the food packaging chemicals, plus, of course, mRNA injections, but also then mRNA in the food supply, because they're going to be injecting these into more and more farm animals. So the meat supply will be infested with mRNA if it's from conventional factory farms. And don't worry, you won't find much meat either, because they want you to eat insects. More bugs for you. More crickets and mealworms and what was that called? Like black fly larva, black army fly. What was that? Militant black flies or something. They just want you to eat more bugs, beetles and crickets and worms. And now they're telling you that eggs are bad. It's just completely insane. So you've got infertility, hyper-accelerated aging, sudden deaths from the vaccines, and then, of course, the mass death from famine, mass starvation, and the coming violence, the civil unrest, the social, the uprising, mass looting, murder, robbery, rape, arson, you name it. That's what's coming as society continues to fall apart under the rule of these authoritarian, globalist-oriented, Democrat, woke idiots. Who are also, by the way, going to get us into a nuclear war with Russia, which is kind of my last point on this. You know, so how's the State of the Union in America today? Well, the State of the Union is we're about to get nuked by Russia, which has the most powerful, the most capable nuclear weapons in the world. And for some reason, our woke idiot State Department leaders are provoking Russia into this. It's just like begging Russia, like, we dare you, nuke us, we dare you. Oh, you don't want to nuke us? Oh, we'll send more tanks. Will you nuke us now? Oh, no. We'll send fighter jets. Will you nuke us now? We'll send black ops teams to blow up your airports and refineries in Russia. Will you nuke us now? You know, this is the insanity of the State Department. They're just begging Putin to nuke America. Did you see, by the way, a high-level Russian official saying that, I don't know who it was, I'm just going from memory, but I saw the story earlier, that Russia needs to defeat Poland now. Not just Ukraine, but Poland. And you wonder why. And you realize that Poland is joining the Antichrist Western civilization. Here's a story out of Remix News. Poland ready to take part in creating new world order against Russia, says Polish PM Morawiecki. I don't know how to say it. Sorry. The Prime Minister of Poland. And he says that he's ready to shape the new world order. He says, Poland is ready to become one of the key elements of post-imperial Europe. And he says it's not enough to just defeat Russia. He says a world must be built where Russian imperialism and colonialism have no place. Imperialism? Colonialism? Has he looked at the history of the West? Has he looked at the history of the British Empire or the United States for the last century? Does he have any idea what he's talking about? He's saying that Russia must be exterminated. That's what Poland is saying. No wonder Russia's leaders are saying, well, I guess we're going to have to defeat Poland as well. Because the Polish prime minister is saying that Russia has no right to exist, essentially. And you notice when Western countries want to eliminate everybody that they don't like, they say they're fighting for a free world. What free world are they referring to? I mean, you go through the points I just mentioned. Are we free in America? Are the Brits free to post whatever they want on social media? No, not without being visited by police and arrested just for saying that they don't like trans or something, right? Or they don't support LGBT propaganda. They'll be arrested. And similar things are true in other European countries. What free world are these lunatics talking about? The people living under Western regimes are not free. They are slaves to authoritarian, imperialistic systems. The West is an imperial system whose days are numbered, it turns out. And getting back to the State of the Union, it is this fake president, Joe Biden, that could very well lead to the end of America, the end of this country as we know it. And in fact, my prediction is that America as we know it, all 50 states, will not exist like this by the end of 2025. I've been making that prediction for over 5 years. And I believe it will come true. Whether it ends with a currency collapse or secession or civil war or nuclear war, nuclear terrorism, invasion, cyber war, I don't know, solar flare, EMP weapons, I don't know. But you can see that America is being ripped apart at a fundamental level through everything that I just mentioned, health, culture, finance, education, liberty, speech, elections, human rights, all of it. America is being ripped apart. And you know, the common thread of all of this is not just leftism. It's not just Marxism. It's Luciferianism. This is a demonic takeover of America. And Joe Biden is the perfect projection of that demonic energy, that incompetent, demonic, senile energy of trying to bully everybody and trying to act tough and trying to act big and using coercion and threats and big language like, oh, you're going to need F-16s. You know, he was challenging anti-government protesters with F-16s for some reason. And I guess, but he needs those F-16s because he's going to send them to Ukraine. And then there will be no more F-16s because they will all be shot down by Russia's anti-air defense system, by the way. And I guess it'll come to the F-35s, and then those will be shot down or disabled through electromagnetic warfare. But whatever. What we are witnessing right now is the downfall of Western civilization. Massive economic collapse, deindustrialization, the loss of liberty, the loss of population, the loss of reason and rationality, the loss of biological reality, the loss of higher education, the loss of basic human rights. We've even lost civil rights now because you're discriminated against in America if you have white skin or Asian skin. Because if you're applying to go to a university in California or other states, if you're Asian, you are penalized for being Asian. You're penalized. So discrimination is alive and well and pushed by the Democrats, pushed by the progressive left. They are filled with hatred, intolerance, and evil. They are demons. And it is this demonic takeover that pushes the trans cult and the COVID cult and the Luciferian cult and the cult of worshiping government and worshiping celebrities. These cults are what are destroying America from the inside, while our woke idiot leaders are trying to destroy America from the outside by getting Russia to nuke America's major cities, or just allowing China to set off EMP weapons and thrust America into the 19th century. No power grid, no country, no population. It's over. So that's the true state of the Union in America today. And I pray to God that we can reverse this and protect this country from these lunatics that are trying to destroy it. But I believe that it's gone too far. I believe we're past the tipping point. We are going into collapse. I don't think that it is avoidable at this point. I don't know for sure if we're going to go into a nuclear war with Russia. That is still avoidable. I don't know for sure when China may try to invade and attack America. That may be avoidable. But domestically, our own country, the culture that we once knew, the America that you and I grew up in, it is gone. And it's gone forever. It's history. This country will never go back to the America that you and I grew up with and that you and I love and that you and I pledged allegiance to as children in grade school. I pledge allegiance to the flag, which also, that pledge also names God, by the way, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that's why the House of Representatives refuses to utter that, or at least the Democrats refuse to. The Republicans are okay with it. The Democrats cannot say the word God because they are demon-infested Luciferians. They are evil creatures. Most of them are no longer fully human. Just to tell you the truth, they are infestations of evil. I mean, 10 years ago, if I told you that in 2023, you were going to be told that you have to eat bugs, that eggs are bad for you, you'll have no free speech online, the elections will be completely rigged, and the president will be controlled by a communist China, and the State Department will be trying to get America into a nuclear war with Russia. If I told you those things, you would say, that's crazy. There's no way that would ever happen. And yet, here we are. Oh, and if I said, yeah, all the Democrats, they let criminals loose on the streets, and they're anti-police, and they try to defund the police. Yeah, you would say that's crazy. But again, here we are. Oh, and all the Democrats, they want to chop off the genitalia of children and call that progressivism, and that there would be doctors and hospitals performing mutilations on children, calling it gender-affirming surgery. If I said that to you, if I said that kindergartners will be treated to drag queen story time hour with semi-nude dudes dressed up as demon women reading to them in schools and in libraries, if I said that, you would say, there's no way that would ever happen. And yet, here we are. That's the state of the union today. The state of the union in America today is rampant Luciferianism, runaway evil, diabolical Democrats running roughshod over this country. Or if I told you that Disney would be producing transgender, gay, and lesbian content for children, you'd say, no way, that's impossible. Oh, and demonic children's cartoons on Netflix and Amazon, you'd say, no, that's impossible. Yet, here we are. Or if I said that women's college wrestling has been taken over by biological men pretending to be women, and that biological men can now compete against women in international surfing competitions or in cage fighting. You've got men beating up women to win medals, you know, and belts. And it's perfectly acceptable in society today. Now, for some reason, I mean, at least among the left, you would say that's crazy, that there's no way that could ever happen. And yet, here we are. Now, can we turn this around? I don't think we can without a collapse first. I do know that we rebuild after the collapse. I do know that. But I don't think we prevent the collapse. I mean, just look around. Look at how idiotic so many people have become. Look at the lunacy. Look at how many people are going along with this. How many people lined up and took these mRNA injections just blindly? Oh, whatever they say, I'll just jab it in my arm. They took it. Many of them are dead. Many more will die in the coming years. What kind of people are those people who are gullible enough to just keep jabbing themselves with whatever a corrupt criminal government tells them to put into their bloodstream? Are you kidding me? Well, I suppose it's the same people who are gullible enough to believe that the economy is doing great and Russia is being defeated in Ukraine. Russia is being defeated. They're on the run. Yeah, they're on the run so much that they've fled to the border where they built up something like 700,000 troops and all kinds of equipment. They're building up there because they're fleeing. Yeah, right. So changing the subject here a little bit. Did you see this FBI arrest of these so-called extremists, a couple, a man and a woman, who allegedly plotted to destroy the entire city of Baltimore, they thought, by shooting at five power substations? This is the latest so-called attack on the energy grid by so-called extremists. You notice they don't report what kind of extremists they really were. Clearly, they weren't right-wing extremists, because later in the story, this is on Fox News, it says that in their messages, one of them referenced the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski and Hitler. Now, Ted Kaczynski was a radical leftist. He was one of these eco-terrorists, and he also formerly worked with the CIA, by the way. And then Hitler, radical fascist, right? Because Nazi means national socialism, which is really fascism. It was a classical fascist structure, government and corporations working together to control the means of production, to control the population, to control the economy. Hitler was a radical leftist, not right-wing, left-wing. So these two people have as their heroes radical left-wing Unabomber and radical left-wing socialist Adolf Hitler. And so they were trying to take out the substations. Fox News reported that the man and woman said they would, quote, completely destroy this whole city. I think they were living in a fantasy land, obviously. And they said it would only take, quote, a good four or five shots through the center of them, talking about the power substations, should make that happen. It would permanently, they said, it would permanently lay this city to waste if we could do that successfully. Now, obviously, they're not too bright. Not too bright. The woman was previously serving time in a prison in Maryland for, get this, robbing convenience stores with a machete. That takes some imagination right there. It's like, give me the Skittles. I'm going to chop things up around here. I mean, are you kidding me? You know how many convenience store owners are armed? You walk in with a machete, you should be prepared to lose the whole arm holding the machete, probably. That's insane. And then the guy was in prison for, apparently, quote, for holding bomb-making materials. Well, that could mean, I guess, anything. What was he really making bombs? I mean, was he a left-wing? Was he an Antifa arsonist? Was he making explosives like some of these left-wing anti-cop lunatics? Or was he just holding, I don't know, like fertilizer or something? Ammonium nitrate, right? Was he just holding fertilizer? I don't know. But they're clearly a couple of wackos. And I'm sure the FBI is super happy to be able to announce this. Like, see, we stopped more of these crazy, you know, anti-power grid extremists. To the FBI people listening, the threat to the power grid is not from even American wackos and extremists. It's from China. It's the EMP weapons that have been floating over your heads. That takes out the entire power grid. Not just a couple of substations, you know, a couple of knuckleheads thinking they can use like 9mm rounds in a pistol caliber carbine or something, you know, a little 9mm PCC rifle type thing. They think they can take out a whole city. Doesn't actually work that way, but an EMP weapon actually can take out the city. And by the way, allow me to reiterate my view on who's attacking the power grid, who's going after the substations. It is not conservatives, in my view. It is not conservatives, because conservatives are business owners. They're managers. They're workers. They're people with jobs. They want the power grid to function because that's their ticket. You know, if the power grid doesn't function, their business doesn't work. They can't run their restaurant. They can't engage in commerce. Conservatives have jobs. The people that don't have jobs, i.e. the radical Antifa left-wing anti-cop lunatics, they are the ones that are always trying to, you know, take down the railroads. They're spiking the railroad tracks. They're setting vehicles on fire on the bridges. They're shutting down transportation. They're sabotaging pipelines, right? They're the ones taking out the power grid. They hate civilization. In fact, they're the ones with their climate cultism. They're trying to shut down all fossil fuels. No pipelines for you. No energy, no gasoline, no diesel, no nothing. No lights on, no grid. Those are the lunatics that are going after the power grid. It's the climate cultists. Oh, and by the way, that reminds me, in my interview with Martin Armstrong, which, again, we'll publish pretty soon, he mentioned to me, this was Martin Armstrong that said this, something very insightful. He said that the war with Russia is actually the first global climate war. It's a war against Russia by the climate cult of the West, because Russia is the world's largest energy producer. And Russia produces fossil fuels, coal, natural gas, and obviously petroleum. And the West is trying to, quote, go green by shutting down all those systems. And this is why their industries are collapsing and their economies are in shambles, and food inflation is so bad, and farming is being hurt because of a lack of fertilizer and so on. Supply chains are cratering. But the West has been taken over by the climate cult. And the climate cult is expressed through the State Department to try to destroy Russia, which is the fossil fuel giant of the world. Did you know that something like one-third of all the natural resources known to exist on the planet are controlled by Russia? They're actually in Russian Federation territory. Did you know that? One-third. It's the commodities, it's the energy, you know, the minerals as well, aluminum. Oh, and by the way, there's a new tariff on aluminum out of Russia, 200% tariff for Russian aluminum. What do you think that's going to do to the supply chain in the West? Anything made with aluminum is going to be double the price, which includes, you know, airplanes, automobile parts, computer parts, industrial parts, you know, everything. There's aluminum in everything, it seems. And now it's all going to go up in price because of this tariff. It's not going to hurt Russia. It's going to boomerang back against the West, the climate cult West. Russia's not hurt by that. Russia's actually doing great in terms of their domestic economy. Their currency has had a great year. Their energy exports are incredibly lucrative because prices are up. Russia's doing great economically. It's Western Europe that's shutting down, and it's America that's getting clobbered in reality, unless you believe the fake, you know, Joe Biden numbers. In reality, the West is getting clobbered, folks. But we're living through a global climate cult war. And sadly, we, you and I, in America, we are living under the thumb of the climate cultists, who are all insane lunatics. They are anti-civilization, anti-Christ, anti-life lunatics. And they're arrogant, too, and incompetent, and they think that they can bluff Russia into backing down, and it turns out I don't think they can. And I think we're very, very close to missiles flying. Like any week now, frankly, it's a very real possibility. And by the way, oil, the global oil supply, is being so crushed by the climate cult West that even Goldman Sachs has put out a warning about a serious oil supply problem in 2024. It's going to get worse next year. And this was covered by Zero Hedge. Says that according to Goldman chief commodity strategist, not only will oil rise back above $100 a barrel this year, it will rise much more in 2024 when it will face a serious supply problem as spare production capacity runs out. Speaking on the sidelines of a conference in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on Sunday, Goldman chief commodity strategist Jeff Currie said that with sanctions likely to cause Russian oil exports to drop, and the Chinese demand expected to recover as the country ends its COVID zero policy, prices will rise above $100 from their current level of around 80. And he said that lack of spending in the industry on new production capacity necessary to meet demand will be a driver of higher prices. Meanwhile, how bad is the climate situation becoming, the climate crisis? How bad is the warming? Let's look at data from NASA. Let's see if we go to the latest NASA data, which has been published by a number of people, including Steve Malloy, junk science guy. He says, it's official. No global warming for 8 years and 5 months per NASA satellite data. And he shows the chart. There's a link to a story at What's Up With That, which I'll talk about here in a second. whatsupwiththat.com, and that's spelled W-A-T-T-S, you know, watts as in energy. So Steve Malloy says, no global warming for 8 years and 5 months. That's no warming despite 475 billion tons of CO2 emissions. And he concludes, CO2 warming is the biggest scientific hoax of all time. And I would say, Mr. Malloy, you are perhaps correct, but there's another scientific hoax that may be even bigger, and of course that's COVID vaccines. But nevertheless, CO2 warming is a massive hoax. I agree with you on that point. No warming for 8 years and 5 months, according to NASA. So where's the warming that was supposed to happen? Where's the warming? So we're shutting down the world's civilizations, or at least Western civilizations, because of the warming that doesn't exist? We're deindustrializing Western Europe to stop the warming that doesn't exist? We're effectively going to war, entering a world war with Russia to stop warming that isn't happening. That's the epitome of insanity of the West. There is no warming. Climate change is a hoax, and anybody who believes it is an idiot. The same kind of idiots that keep taking these boosters, by the way. The same kind of idiots that are taking themselves out of the human race by continuing to take those boosters. You notice it all goes together, right? People who believe in the climate crisis are also the ones taking the vaccines, right? They're also the ones that really support Joe Biden, and they believe all the fake numbers coming out of Washington. It's the same people. They're the ones that believe in, you know, child mutilations and grooming. Same exact people. Luciferians, demons, lunatics, idiots, whatever. And I thought Al Gore said we're all going to be underwater 10 years ago or something. All the ice caps will be melted by 2012 or something like that. I forgot the exact details of his prediction, but none of these climate hysteria predictions ever come true, do they? Now we have 8 years of no warming, even though carbon dioxide is continuing to be emitted. Thank goodness, otherwise we wouldn't be able to grow food. So, if you have a chance, idle your car a couple of extra minutes today and contribute to the CO2 of the atmosphere so that we might have crops that still produce food for humanity. Do the world a favor, make it green, produce more CO2. Oh, by the way, speaking of climate nonsense, check this out. Really interesting story from AmericanThinker.com. Wind power makers suffer huge losses, want to abandon major project. A global green energy company Siemens Gamesa reported Thursday that it had lost a staggering $967 million during a three-month period between October to December. That's almost $1 billion in one quarter, folks. A German-based company, no surprise, which dubs itself as the global leader in offshore wind generation, notice that the wind industry has faced unfavorable pressures leading to negative growth. Don't you love the words they use? Why don't you just say losses? Oh, no, it's negative growth. No, it isn't. You're collapsing. And it said the only way that it can exist is if governments give it money. And it says, quote, the negative development in our service business, i.e. the collapse, negative development. Just speaking in forked tongues here, these demons, right? Well, you know, it turns out that throwing all this money into these wind turbines doesn't really work that well. You know why? Because the wind doesn't always blow. The turbines break all the time. And sometimes when they don't work as you want them to, you have to connect them to diesel generators. Yeah, that's not a typo. I said that. Wind turbines have to be connected to diesel generators sometimes. You're like, what? What are you talking about? Check this out. From Breitbart.com, green fail. Dozens of Scottish wind turbines powered by diesel generators as they pour hydraulic oil into the countryside. So dozens of wind turbines had to be hooked up to diesel to keep them warm in December. To keep them warm. A whistleblower told the newspaper, the Sunday Mail, that the problems with the wind turbines are deep-seated. 60 turbines, they said, at Ericliok and 11 at Glen App, so that 71 turbines were de-energized due to a cabling fault. De-energized? I thought they were supposed to produce energy. In order to get these turbines re-energized, diesel generators were running for upwards of 6 hours a day. What? You mean they had to use fossil fuels to keep the wind turbines, quote, energized? How come nobody is aware of this? Because we're always told wind turbines generate electricity, not that you have to feed them electricity. And this person goes on, turbines are regularly offline due to faults where they're taking energy from the grid rather than producing it. Did you know that? Wind turbines suck power from the grid and also left operating on half power for long periods due to parts which haven't been replaced. Dirty hydraulic oil is also regularly being sprayed out across the Scottish countryside due to cracks in mechanisms. I guess those would be, you know, hydraulic lines and hydraulic pumps or whatever. Why do they have so much hydraulic oil in a wind turbine? I don't know. Safety standards have not improved since a worker was killed in 2017 at the Kilgaliock wind farm. So 4,000 liters of hydraulic oil was sprayed over the countryside, which I'm sure the environmentalists love that. Oh, it's hydraulic oil from wind turbines? That's green oil. It's all green. It's green. It's good. So here we have wind turbines requiring energy to keep them warm for some reason. Why do you have to warm the wind turbines? All they have to do is turn, right? Doesn't it just have to turn? And isn't that supposed to produce energy? Why do you have to warm them? And this is insane. And then InfoWars carried this story. Germany considers diverting anti-coal green subsidies to weapons production. So much for the green subsidies. Germany is mulling reducing its focus on the green initiatives as it scrambles to ramp up lagging defense manufacturing after approving a 100 billion euro military revamp in response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So basically, Germany is saying, screw the green agenda. We got to build weapons to fight Russia. Why are you fighting Russia? Why? How did that go the last time you fought Russia, by the way, Germany? How did that go? You know, just asking, because I have a feeling it's going to go the same way again, and I have a feeling that this time, if you go into World War III with Russia, this time, I suspect, Russia will eliminate Germany from the map. Not calling for it. I don't want to see it happen. The German people are innocent of this. It's the corrupt, rogue German fascist government yet again. Yet again. It's like every couple of generations, you know, Germany just gives rise to another kind of, you know, fascist regime, another Third Reich, a Fourth Reich. There will not be a fifth, I don't think. I think Russia is going to reset the Reich. He's going to turn the Reich to dust, in fact. It won't be a Reich, it'll be a wreck. Germany will go from the Third Reich to the Fourth Reich to the Fifth Reich. Totally wrecked. In fact, the German economy is already wrecked. German people are in real trouble, but then again, so are we in the United States as well. Oh, and just to make sure that that happens, check this out, headline from Breitbart. Ukraine claims Western jets are already a done deal. There will be planes. That's from Ukraine's defense minister. Says that Ukraine will receive warplanes to fight off Russian forces. This is Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, held a news conference in Kiev. And he said there will be planes, too. The question is just what kind exactly. Consider that this mission is already completed. So he's going to get some kind of jets, going to get, of course, all kinds of tanks, going to get more artillery, long-range artillery, who knows what else, more drones. Need I remind you what Russian Security Council Deputy Chairman Medvedev said a few days ago, like a week ago? This is where he said that everything will burn. He said, quote, once the Third World War breaks out, unfortunately, it will not be due to tanks or even fighter jets. He says everything will definitely be turned to dust. Let's see. Where did he say it was all going to burn? Maybe that was a different day. Oh, here it is. Story out of the Sun. Ukraine will burn, says top Putin ally Medvedev. Threatens nuclear strikes as Russia is preparing 500,000 soldiers for a new assault on Ukraine. You know, for the sake of the people in Ukraine, the West should be trying to de-escalate this. Not provoking more attacks from Russia. But then again, as I've said here today, our leaders are not rational. They're not humble. They're not informed. They're not even, you know, educated in reality. They're living in a delusional fairy tale land. Their form of geopolitics is a lot like transgenderism, where you just make believe and you say it is. You say a man is a woman, but it doesn't make it so. It doesn't. Hey, by the way, a tip from one of our listeners, and thank you for this tip. If you want to share a Brighteon URL on Twitter, currently Brighteon.com URLs are banned, but if you just put a space in the URL, like you could say brightspaceeon.com with the rest of the URL, then Twitter won't block that. But then again, the user has to kind of take the space out, you know, copy and paste it without the space. So it does, you know, some people are confused by that. But you can put a space in the URL like that in the domain until Twitter, you know, allows Brighteon links, which they may never. They may never allow them. Who knows? But maybe one day they will. We'll see. The bottom line, folks, is that we are facing some very difficult times ahead. And if we make it through this with our republic intact and without getting nuked by Russia, consider it a miracle. And I'm open to miracles. And I accept miracles. And I ask for miracles. God, bring us a miracle. Intervene. Do it now before the Luciferians destroy everything. We need a miracle right now. I welcome it. I pray for it. But it's going to take a miracle, you see. And in the analysis of some people, that's why the situation gets so bad before God intervenes, because he wants you to know that you could have only been saved by him, that it was not human effort that brought you back from the brink of destruction, that it had to be divine. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think that may be exactly what's going on. It's going to get so bad that only God can save us. Be prepared for that. And in the meantime, prepare in other practical, earthly ways. Let me give credit to my sponsors here. As you know, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. Satellite phones work when the power grid goes down and your local cell towers don't work. Bivy sticks are two-way satellite text messaging devices. They're really effective, amazing, easy to use. They work very, very well. And the Satellite Phone Store also carries the EcoFlow power stations. And you can get solar panels, the EcoFlow solar panels. I've got quite a few. And you can charge these power stations. And they hold a lot of energy. That, you know, different sizes are available. And you can use them to keep your electronics charged, or to run things like, you know, blenders or small freezers, even things like that. So check all that out at SAT123.com. If you're looking at gold and silver, physical in your hands, our really outstanding sponsor in that space is Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals. You can find them at metalswithmike.com, and they publish their prices on their website in real time for full transparency. They're not one of these bait and switch operations like, call us and we'll have a talk. No, you can see the prices right there. And they are happy to talk to you on the phone as well if you have questions, but they don't run bait and switch operations. You get what you see online. It's very, very competitive, very honest, highly ethical, guaranteed discreet delivery. Get gold and silver in your hands. That's how you do it. metalswithmike.com. And then in terms of our own store, you may not be aware of this product. It hasn't been out very long. It's called Garden Harvest Blend. It's a powder. It's all organic. It's laboratory tested. It's a combination powder of, again, all organic, but apple, cranberry, blueberry, acai, broccoli, broccoli sprouts, a little bit of tomato, carrot, organic spinach, kale. Again, all those are organic. It's tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology. It's certified kosher, organic, and vegan. And that's available right now. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/garden, you can read all about it. You can see the ingredients, see what goes into it. It's amazing. It's got the berries. It's got the fruits. It's got the vegetables. You can just make a smoothie out of it directly or add it to your existing smoothie. In fact, I've got to get some more of this and put it in my daily smoothie. By the way, if you want to make this really delicious, just blend it with frozen bananas. And if you like coconut powder or coconut milk, that makes it even more delicious. But thank you for your support as we continue to build out our studio. We're going to have some great guests and some great graphics and shows for you next week and all throughout the year, by the way, unless we get nuked first. I'm going to show a lot more on camera. I'm going to do some preparedness videos. We're getting, an eight-camera switcher in the studio. We're going to do some overhead shots and some demonstrations of things. And maybe even show you some smoothies there on camera. That's one of my goals. So a lot of new things coming your way. We really appreciate your support. It's allowed us to pursue all of this. I can't thank you enough. I really feel honored. I do. I feel blessed to be able to bring you this message each and every day, even despite all the censorship and deplatforming and having our country crushed by these authoritarian lunatics. We're still here, and we're still telling the truth. We're doing it every day with courage, with integrity, with God on our side. We're telling the truth every day. They haven't destroyed us. So we're going to keep fighting for humanity and the future of human civilization every single day. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out my stories on naturalnews.com and take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.